just I tell my it's just a whole my mindset is so different. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, man, fuck this shit. Like, this is crazy. Yeah. Like you said, it's like the conditions, no matter how much soaps, how much commissary you got, how much of anything you got.
Still crazy, man.
It should have just like coming through the mess hole and going through the units and, you know, and experiencing that. And then not only that, when you see somebody that you haven't seen in years, you like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is this? Like, yes. Yo, what up, Black? Yo, it's me, Black. Pete, what's up, man? I was like, oh, shit. Yeah. This where you been at? Yeah. He said, I've been here 38 years. Mm. I was like, damn, he's my next door neighbor. When I was a little guy, like on Cypress in the hood.
Damn.
So I'm like, this where you been at? I'm like, you know, it's like you said, it's like, it's overwhelming too, man. It's just, I'd be like, damn, you know, I feel it, you know, and it takes a tone on you, because when you leave out of there, I leave out of the tire, bro.
Yeah, it's, you know what I'm saying? It's like jet skiing. It's like you was at the beach for 10 hours in the water trying to swim back to shore.
Water,
you feel drained when you get out of there.
That's a fact, man. Like,
I seen a dude from my hood that I know, but I don't really know. He was working in a mess hall, but I'm like, yo, okay, look at that nigga. Remember we used to see this nigga?
You ain't holler at him?
He ain't fucking green. Yeah, I hollered at
him. Oh, you did?
He came over and said what's up to us, but I'm like, yo, I wonder how many years he been here. I ain't see that nigga in years. He fucking in Green Haven in the mess hall. It's crazy.
Yeah. You know, those I'm going to tell you something. Like, when I first pulled up and ever went in, you know, shout out to Giant, you know what I'm saying? He's the one that first one that took me to Rikers Island. And when I went there, it just like really like changed my life, man. Like, I'm like, damn, like, I think these guys need me in here. You know what I'm saying? I seen that my present, what it did for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, they was like, oh shit. And then I was able to put brothers together, like, yeah, what we doing? We gonna continue to cut each other? What we gonna do? Oh nah, Pistol, I need y'all to chill. Could we chill for like a month? I'm gonna come here, I'm gonna bring y'all 20 pies of pizza. We gonna break bread, soda, all that. Word? Yeah. Yo, listen, I'm gonna do this for you guys, man. And I made that shit happen, man. And ever since, it was never a comeback. I've been in the system, but ever since, I never turned around. I just kept going, and it felt like it was like a calling. You feel me? Because I see the impact that I make when I go in. I go in there, they be like, oh shit, Pistol. Like,
dudes look at you in the eyes like, damn.
Yeah, and I'm talking different. Mm-hmm. You know, I got my dog in the yard sweater in the back of my dog in the yard says gangsters change too. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is not, we not ashamed to gangster to me is taking care of your family and doing right by your family and
that's
be here for your family.
Gangster. That's the most gangster shit you can do.
You know what I'm saying? So,
take care of your family.
You know, so my thing is like, you know, I know that for a fact you was in there, you know, your experience in going in there is like unbelievable as well.
This shit is mind-boggling.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling.
That kind of shit, you know what I'm saying?
But it's like I said, it's bittersweet because you make brothers feel happy.
Make their day.
Yeah, you make their day. Give them something to talk about. And they really appreciate it because they come to you. This is real. We be with the worst of the worst in the whole facility. This is real.
Let them know.
Everybody
we don't see
there.
Just regular guys.
I mean, we ain't going there seeing a guy that mistakenly stole the books from the library. We in this room with monsters. Everybody got a couple of situations going on. And they really trying to get out of there and try to come home. You know what I mean? It's the top gangbang. It's the top. The top of the top.
The cream
of the sitting in the room for 5 hours with the cream of the crop of the whole jail.
That's a fact.
So it ain't no play around shit. This is dead serious.
We in the yard for real.
By the time we about to leave, they really thanking you for, you know what I mean, sitting there with them, breaking bread with them, hearing them out, trying to help them, you know what I mean, seeing if you can come back. I sat down with all 30, 35 dudes and interview them on a tablet for 5 minutes each. This is dudes that don't even, they ain't talking to nobody. They really wanted to, you know what I mean, say something. So that shit is, It's an ill experience.
It's an ill experience,
man. See them brothers, like, just for them to even all blend with each other, because we don't know what the jail politics is. When we leave, that shit could be like Spartan 300.
Yeah, that's just,
but they chilling in there for 4 or 5 hours.
Yo, that's a fact. That shit don't go through your mind?
That do it. I'm seeing shit that I'm supposed to see. Hey, you know, I'm seeing. I got caught in some shit in there a little bit.
No
I'm,
way.
Just off, not ripped, but me, I'm a street nigga, so I know when recognize. It was something. It was two sides, and then somebody's trying to tell me something, but they don't want to say it because somebody's there. So I'm like, oh nah, this is exactly how it happens, but. Yeah. We was able to fix it, but yeah. Me being alert, I'm like, this is some jail politics, gang shit. It's crazy. He don't want to say something because he don't know.
That's a fact.
When we leave, they might fucking.
Like, he said the wrong thing.
Yeah, he didn't want to. He made.
No, I had that.
Yeah, I had to read his book. He like, I get in there, and one of the dudes is like, yo, Kiss. We meet everybody, meet and greet. Then he like, yo, in 5 minutes, I want to talk to you over there. Me. What the fuck you want to talk to me over there? I don't know you. There's no reason for us to talk over there. What did you need to say over there that you can't say right here? Yeah.
Facts.
So now, I ain't telling nobody. I'm like, what is he talking about? Now, I start reading the room. There's other dudes in there. You know what I'm saying? So... He must have thought about it too, because he came back. Now he was dead, because he wasn't aggressive, but it's just like, I need to talk to you about something over there. Now, if he was from my block or I knew him before, I'm like, what are you talking about? So when he came back, he got his notepad, because you know brothers is taking notes. Now he let me read it. So he like, yo, your man is my neighbor. He in F block, this, that. So I'm like, why he didn't just say that? But then I look around saying, oh, nah, I know why he didn't just say that. It was detrimental. That little thing could have made it pop. So I took the note, and I went to see my man on half block, but it was cool. But that, I'm just saying, that quick and that little thing is, if you Joe Schmo from put the hole in the donut, you wouldn't have known what was going on.
Shit, I was talking to one guy once, and I'm kicking it to him, and one other dude pulled up. And he stopped. He wasn't even allowed to talk no more.
Yeah, that was it.
I was like this. All right, so I guess I ain't talking to you no more.
Real shit, man.
I mean, I'm
straight up.
That's a real shit, man. Like,
shit is crazy.
You know what I'm saying? It's just a politics jail shit that you.
It is pretty crazy. Honestly, bro.
It's very crazy.
When he talking about it. When you talking about being locked down, okay? When he's talking about going in there and visiting, and pick up to Jada for that, you know what I mean? Like, going back into the prisons and building with the dudes, that's peace. I did not know that about him, so, you know, that's peace. And for those who have been locked up, you know what I mean? And I ain't just talking over a weekend. Like, you've been locked up for even a year or more.
Mm-hmm.
What that does to you psychologically,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a very deep mental slavery.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fucking deep one, man. Like, gee, and the politics in prison are not the same as politics in the streets.
Mm.
It's different game, bro.
Yeah.
I seen like dudes who were like pure drug addicts on the street.
Yeah.
Run a whole range.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, like being locked up, bro, and like someone else having the power to keep you locked up for as long as they want.
Yeah.
Niggas in the hole. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Niggas that are in the hole right now.
Yeah, I think about, you know, at times I think about, like, yeah, you have that level, and then you have the level of, or they give you time, and then now you're going to be in the prison, and then within the prison, they could put you in the hole. And that is, like, even more discreet, because who's checking on if people aren't in the hole too long, or if you know what I mean, they're getting proper food, or if they clean up the shit.
Segregation is, that's what they call it, seg. Seg is the worst.
Right.
It can either turn you into a straight up weakling or like a straight up monster.
Yeah.
And everything in between, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
There was, you know, the guy was telling me, you know, Wise was telling me that there was a festival over the weekend. I guess this would be my climate check. it's called Bites. I think it's called Bites, and it's like a restaurant, like food vendor type thing. And I guess there's like hundreds, like downtown Seattle, like 100,000 people or something. And this kid ends up shooting or striving to shoot this other person, and we don't know if he hit the target or not, but there's like 6 wounded and 3 other people killed, including maybe a 2-year-old baby. 2-year-old child, bro. Guess how old this kid was?
I don't know. Old, like teens, late teens, 20s.
He was 15. 15 years old. That nigga, and they caught him. He's done. He's done for the rest of his life. You know what I'm saying? You know, Jay's talking about 30 years. This kid's done, bro. You shot. And whether you hit your target or not, it's so stupid, man. How you shooting where there's hundreds and thousands of people? What are you thinking? You ain't thinking. No. That's a sad thing. You hit a fucking child. No real gangster would ever condone that shit.
Yeah.
That kid's fucked. Pardon my language, but he's done.
Yeah.
He's done. Because you killed babies, bro. You killed children. Accident or no accident.
Yeah.
You know something's going to happen to your ass.
Oh, yeah.
And he's going to be in baby juvie till he's an adult, and then he's going to get transferred.
Yeah.
His whole life is gone like that. Like that. That's ill, okay? That's ill. I know it's like, yeah. But like he said, you know, after he went into his man cave, you know, and he really thought, like, damn, like, we take things for granted. You know what I mean? American prisons, I can only imagine, God, like real savage. Because that's the country. They're still allowed to hold slaves.
Right.
You're a slave. The 13th Amendment does not relate to you when you're in prison.
Right.
They have that in their constitution.
Right.
You're still considered a slave. You're a slave.
If you're a, it does not apply to you if you're a what?
It doesn't apply. The 13th Amendment doesn't apply to you if you are incarcerated.
Oh, yeah.
You're
a
slave.
Right.
That's ill.
Yeah.
That's ill.
Yeah.
This kid is done. You know? Like one of my uncle's wife's nephews, man. I remember back in the day, bro. He was like 17. I was like 15. He didn't even shoot nobody. He just busted a gun in the air, and they gave him 18 years, bro. Or 20 years.
Damn.
20 years.
Damn.
They gave him a 20 years, bro.
That was in the States?
Yeah, this is in Seattle.
Damn.
20 years. He was 17, nigga. He didn't get out till he was 37. That's only a few years ago. I done seen so much in between that. You know what I mean? It's like, that's what I'm like.
Your whole life.
When you go on a timeout, right? Yo, everything slows down, bro.
Yeah.
It all slows down.
Yeah.
Like crazy. And then you come out, and life is like, whoa. Nigga, I remember, like, I got out, the first time I got out, and I was like, I smoked. You know what I mean? Like I smoked a little bit when I was inside, but not like, yo, I got out, God, and I remember hitting this blunt.
Yeah.
And yo, God, because look, God, I had to go to Supreme Court. I would drive by Commercial and First, right, in the paddy wagon, God, sitting behind that shit, being like, yo, one day I'm going to be out. Or maybe I might not be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then my shorty had a Beamer at that time when I got out. And we were driving. I was, you know what I mean? You know, like Ken in his prime, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Ken in his prime, nigga. Yo, and everything was so slow. God, I almost had a panic attack.
Yeah, yeah.
That's ill shit.
Yeah.
Bro, that is a serious mental slavery, okay?
Yeah.
That's a deep one. So, you know, to my brothers and sisters who ever done time, you know what I mean? Like, if you made it out and you change your life, I give it to you. I give you your flowers and your medals, because that's not an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for all you knuckleheads out there who think it's cool, I think twice about it, bro. Because when you lose your freedom like that, you're going to really, either it's going to make you or break you.
Mm-hmm. It's going to make you or break you.
That's the wise words from the God today, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
It's real crazy, God.
It's ill concept, you know? And I think there are definitely people in the world who would rather get killed than thrown in a cell.
Straight up. That's ill shit.
Yeah, definitely.
Right?
Definitely an ill science, G.
You have to, like, yo, that's what I'm saying, man. Like, yo, you got to, like, bro, trust me, man.
And you think about who can do that to you, but you also think about who you can't do that to.
Right?
Who they wouldn't throw in a cell. So it's like, okay,
right?
Certain people, the state has authority over certain people.
Yeah.
But not other people.
Yeah.
It's the overall crazy thing to do. You know, and maybe for a real savage.
Uh-huh.
Right? A real savage. Who has a developed brain, who has been taught not to do certain things and why not to, and has an understanding,
yeah,
but still will choose the you know, an animalistic way.
Uh-huh.
Okay. However, a lot of original people,
uh-huh,
who get incarcerated at a young age, it's like, yo, did anybody tell him? Did anybody teach this kid that shit is not right? And it doesn't change the outcome or the action, and it doesn't change things that have happened. However, it's a valid question, because, you know, they call it reform.
Uh-huh.
They call it reform.
Uh-huh.
Some call it prison reform.
Uh-huh.
Are we talking about reforming prisons, or are we talking about prison being actually reformative and not being a prison?
Uh-huh.
Maybe being something else.
Uh-huh.
To prevent the cycle.
Uh-huh.
Because this shit is real ill, and you know us black people, we're gonna take something and make, we gonna build a galaxy with it.
Uh-huh.
And that's why we got this music today, because we can really take such a gruesome thing and make jewels
out of it.
Straight, you know, we can make galaxies, stars and planets.
Straight the fuck up, God.
So that's why we do this right here, the Boom Bap Syndicate. You know, to remember and include also those who are incarcerated or maybe are who are dead mentally and physically.
No doubt, man. You know what I mean? Because there might be somebody in a prison right now who got only the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And they can listen to this. You know, mm-hmm, what I mean? So for all of our peoples that's locked down, man, hold your head up. Represent. You know
represent.
What I mean? Represent. Represent. You,
yep,
know what I mean?
Straight up.
Yes.
Man, enough said, man. Let's get into this music.
Let's go.
Jada Kiss, First 48.
Yeah. Right now, I just want to say thank you. Thank you. For your downloads, your streams, your hard copies. Whatever means of purchase. Even if you bootleg this joint, I appreciate you. We four projects in, a whole lot more to go. Thanks for all the support, riding out with your nigga.
despite what you may think, or what you may have heard. I am top five dead or alive. Yeah, yo, everything is real. Ain't nothing cozy. Fresher than a young nigga. Mind of a OG. Inhale, exhale. Yeah, cherish every breath. Shining like I just came home. But I never left. Most of them is loving me. Some of them is hating me. Say he's underrated, depending on who's rating me. I be destroying niggas on tracks, blatantly. Basically, I'm patiently waiting for a vacancy. It ain't hard to tell. They all scared to challenge him. Money, power, respect. I learned how to balance them. Watermelon over the pump. The hood silencer. Couple hundred thousand a month. It's a good calendar. Yeah, they love to hear the Don speak. That's because my dialogue ain't in arm's reach. Nah, I ain't with the coward-ish. First the skinny jeans, now they wearing blouses. Don't ever confuse wireless for powerless. A nice red wine haze and a sour mix. I'm in the trap with the blicky. Cigarettes, pills, and the sticky. If you need something, hit me. When it's popping, I breeze quickly. To your doorstep if you're copping at least 50. I never mix my feelings with my dealings. I'm house shopping for wood floors, high ceilings. 200 or more on the dash if I'm wheeling. Really, these niggas just mad cause I'm chilling. Face on the masters, mother pearl. I maintain cause I dominated the underworld. If you're sick to your stomach, that mean you want an earl. The moon and the stars will tell you that sun is thorough. I'm getting better every week. Now I don't talk too much. The longevity will speak. They ain't selling you nothing. You think it's better cause it's cheap. With the push of a button, I get you wet up in the street. It's never been even. I'm one of the best breathing. Best. Got red shirts. Might be ready by next season. The spread's too high. It's nothing. I just tease them. More celebrating this year and less grieving. But I'm always down for a funeral. For nigga hating while I'm trying to do my numerals. Screw faces, side glances, six shooter, headshots, five chances. 25 large on five dancers. As you can see, I'm fascinated with the finances. Nah, he don't play, and he'll forever be top five DOA, nigga. I am top five dead or alive.
Hey, what's up, Al?
What's good, baby? What's going on, Sal? How you been, man?
Coolin', my niggas.
I'm next, right?
Certainly, yeah, you next, my nigga.
Okay,
listen, top five dead or alive, see?
That's where it come from, underground, baby. You know, the raw spitters came from the underground, man.
Okay, it's a new wave out here, family. Nobody wanna hear them bars. Listen, and that 90s shit, man. Shit, it's like over, man.
With these tight pants, these dresses... These blouses.
Nah, can't hear what I'm telling you, my nigga. He can't just do it off of bars, my nigga. That shit is not gonna work no more. Listen. It ain't about bars no more.
Why
that
not?
Shit is out, yo, the fucking window. It's about dancing. He got.
I know what it is. Can I say something, please? I know what it is.
Go ahead, big homie.
All my life, you've been hating on me.
I'm not. Move your head, Nino. Don't move your head, Nino. Stay right there,
hurry up so I can get my line up, nigga.
Think I'm talking about some money? He's on my common pay saying, damn, did he leave some for the rest of us? Nigga, you don't hustle, you don't eat.
Point
you
blank.
Don't hustle, you don't eat, nigga.
Fuck that.
Hustle harder. Damn, never hustle harder than me. Think I do this shit for the money? I do it just for
Waited for luck and never landed. Nah, stuck on your block, forever stranded. Yeah, I live by the 10 crack commandments. Either you earn respect or you demand it. It's the liquor versus the reaper. It's the angel versus the reaper. You might not know, but it gets deeper. You heard my name on the last verse of Ether. You gotta come to the hood if you wanna reach us. I lay you down in the earth right underneath us. Same town, just the poor parts. The beggars will disappear when the war starts. Still out here, dog, I got war scars. You know me, I'm from the bottom where the floor starts. When you're street smart, money's your report card. I got the deck now, I can pull a boss card. Top five. Just listen. Just listen.
Giving you the blueprint to get it out here.
Uh-huh.
And you don't want to do what it takes. You want to stay on your Instagram or
these
say,
niggas is playing.
Taking motherfucking selfies and hustling hard.
Yeah.
by any means, whatever it takes, whatever. More or less, life or death, whatever the case. It's all about your stamina, it's never the race. Free the bank back up, if ever you ace. Hate, so official, they try finning you. When you die, they don't miss you, they just remember you. Yeah, I sat down with the devil and did an interview. I shot rounds with the rebels, I'm with the criminals. I put an end to you. Yeah, I save all the small talk for the interludes. I ain't finna lose, I'm in the winning mood. I'm with the winning dudes, we good in every hood. My niggas been approved. Too much air, nigga, they gon' pop your inner tube. The work A1, yeah, nigga, and it moves. 40s of coke in the sports bar. I'm still shining like the North Star. You just another nigga lost, Paul. I got the deck now. I could pull a boss car. Top five.
Listening to the best frequency in the universe, man. Boom Bap Syndicate. We're so happy to have you here. I'm so happy to have you here. And we love all listeners, man. You said what?
I said, you know, that's how he feels.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
I don't love all you motherfuckers.
That changed it.
Because some of y'all motherfuckers are just too nasty. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, straight some of up. Y'all is just too savage.
Tell them in the Jada voice.
No,
nah,
Jada's
I mean.
More like,
you know what I'm saying?
Jada's like, yo, I'm sorry. Don't fuck with the guard. They gonna have to find you with a 40. Hey, shorty, me and Gordy, me and them, we ain't like I'm Robert Orby.
Raspy.
Hey, yo, son, he said he wanted to come talk to me. Over there. Yeah. I don't know you.
Yeah, man.
Yo, man, we love y'all here, man. The Boom Bap Syndicate. Hey, turn that down a little bit, God. Turn it down just a little bit. You know what I mean? You know, yo, peace to all the people here in the city, man, and anybody tapping in across the nation, man. You know, me and my brother here, we do this for y'all, most definitely. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to continue to carry on the legacy of hip hop, and you know, somewhere in some little block, you know what I mean? Some young boy is smoking a spliff with his fucking OG right now, listening to the Boom Bap Syndicate.
Yes.
So, peace to you, peace to your family, peace to the whole block. Yeah, man. I'm out.
Peace. Peace and love, Van City. We love y'all. Peace.
Yeah, I got weed on me. I don't care about the fines from a hood where niggas don't give a fuck by design. Why, y'all? Yeah, it's real life, it's not a rhyme. And remember, if you don't get caught, it's not a crime. Like, man, I'm bad boy, boy,
I got my hoodie and my mask on. I got my gun and my blast on.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are rooted in community support and engagement. Thank you for helping us stay on air.